put your records on. Tell me your favorite song.
And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, music contributor Bob Weinberg speaks with Jerry Blum about his local blues label, Mosher Street Records, and his latest release documenting Florida blues harp players. Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food, and our Miami-Dade arts calendar features Deborah Margol, deputy director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. It's considered old technology, but it refuses to die. Gone are reel-to-reel recorders, 8-tracks, cassettes, and mini discs. But vinyl recordings, the LP, EP, and the 45, have been having quite a resurgence over the past few years. The New York Times said, quote, "These days, every major label and many smaller ones are releasing vinyl. The most major new releases have vinyl versions," unquote. Billboard magazine has said, quote, "Vinyl sales are posting large percentage increases annually and are big business for some niche players," unquote. Vinyl's warm analog sound and the annual International Record Store Day are credited with this resurgence. And with us today to talk about vinyl's comeback, Sweatstock, and tomorrow's 7th annual International Record Store Day is the founder and co-owner of Sweat Records, Ms. Lauren Reskin. And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat, Lolo.
Hi, Ed. Thanks so much for having me back.
It's always great to have you join us every year. You are still in business, thank goodness, mm-hmm. and vinyl sales are a big part of your success. Tell me why vinyl recordings are still pretty popular.
Well, they're just getting more and more popular, which is great for us and for everybody who's kind of discovering how pleasurable it can be to have a record player in your house, to have a collection of your favorite music on these big, beautiful discs with big, beautiful artwork, and be able to listen to them in a new way that they've never been able to or, you know, just hadn't explored yet. So every week, you know, we meet more and more people who are purchasing their first turntable, digging out their parents' old one, you know, buying one at a thrift shop, etc., and they're starting to, you know, start their first vinyl collection, and it's amazing to get the feedback from these people and see how happy they are and just having this entirely new experience with their music.
It is such a fun multi-tactile experience, albums. You've got a big artwork. You read the liner notes. You don't have to squint for us old guys. Tell us about the turntables. You're celebrating your, what, 9th year in mm-hmm. operation, thank goodness. And you sell turntables.
Yeah, we do. We have a range of them kind of between about $150 and $450. And we sell some really great new ones, especially by this great company called Music Hall, which is based out of New York. And we also carry perfectly refurbished vintage turntables by a local company called Spin Alley. And the guy, Oscar, who runs Spin Alley, is an expert, and he perfectly restores these gorgeous old, you know, kind of suitcase-style ones, console-style ones. And you can buy them at our store. It comes with a full, you know, how-to guide and instructions, and it's really amazing, you know, kind of even conversation piece to have in your house, in addition to being a great way to listen to music.
I go as often as possible to the record and CD show that's produced by John Miller, and it takes place about quarterly, and people bring in their portable record players to sample something that they want to buy, and these things are really great. So the equipment is out there. You don't have to, take out a second mortgage on the house, and it's all available at these wonderful independent record stores. Now, tell me about the overall effect of the annual International Record Store Day. It's big business for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely our best day of the year, and probably every other store who participates would say the same thing. It's a lot of work, and, you know, it's a big kind of mess in a way, kind of trying to order these hundreds of titles that come out just for this day, but it's incredibly worthwhile. And the Record Store Day was meant to be a celebration of the stores, so that's why we also do Sweatstock, because, you know, it's great to have everyone lining up in the morning for these exclusive releases, but we also want to throw a party and just have people enjoying being in the shop and talking about music and nerding out with other people.
Sweatstock is your all ages, family friendly, multi-stage block party. And you're inside and you're outside. You're inside at Churchill's, and it starts, tomorrow at 9 in the morning. We'll talk more specifically about that. But let's get back to the RSD incentives. And tell me about some of the wonderful releases that are coming out tomorrow that you all will be selling, and these will be selling all across the country, in England and Europe.
Yeah, there's some Record Store Day stuff all happening all across the world. In America, you know, actually, just to participate in general, you have to be a certain kind of independent store. You're not a chain. You're independently owned and operated. And you sign a pledge pledging to adhere to these rules that, you know, you're not going to price gouge your customers. You're not going to reserve stock to sell it online and all these other kind of, you know, crappy things people get up to, unfortunately. And, you know, so instead, you know, all these stores have pledged and we all abide by the rules, I like to think. And so we'll be opening at 9 a.m. and every year we've got just a line of people around the block. People have been waiting for hours to get their hands on these releases because they're limited quantity. They're only available that day. They're only available from a very few amount of stores and then they're gone. And then your next best hope is, you know, trying to pick one up on eBay for 10 times the price. So, you know, we try to keep things as fair as possible and we're really excited. There's well over 400 RSD releases this year, might be up to 500. I'm not quite sure. They didn't do an official count, but we have been ordering and ordering and ordering, and we are stocked up. And, you know, we've got some really amazing stuff. There's reissues from, you know, Joy Division, their first ever EP that they put out. That's coming out as a reissue tomorrow. Outkast, famous hip hop group, their first album is coming out on an 180 gram repress of vinyl, which, you know, hip hop fans will be super excited about.
As good as you can get in the vinyl market, 180 gram.
Yeah, there's 200s, but those are very rare. They're like metal mastered, but that gets into super nerd territory. there are just so many releases coming out.
Tell me about the Jocko one. I'm excited that there's going to be some unpublished Jocko material available tomorrow.
Yeah, there's some old tapes. I believe it was called, and it's coming out on CD and vinyl, and that's one of what they call the first release Record Store Day titles, because they'll be available after the fact, but they come out tomorrow for the first time.
Any other special releases you're excited about?
There's a lot.
There is. And you go to sweatrecordsmiami.com for quite a comprehensive list, I believe.
Well, the full list is on recordstoreday.com, and they have a handy PDF and a huge website that has lots of information about all the releases and pictures and info about the formats and everything. So you can kind of go down there and, you know, browse around. It'll take you quite some time because, you know, there's definitely a lot of stuff to look at. And, you know, it's really great to see so many labels participating.
So Lauren celebrates her fifth year of holding Sweatstock, producing it. That's tomorrow. It starts at 9 a.m. And the doors open up early for the Record Store Day exclusives, of course, and tons of great bands starting on the awesome Foundation Street stage at 2 o'clock and inside the Churchill stage at 2 o'clock. A free Panther coffee, and you got a lot of fun things going on. The back patio at Churchill's is open. Good to catch Churchill's before impending doom.
There's not impending doom. It's changing management, and, you know, we don't know exactly what's going to happen yet, but we know it's staying a venue, so that's a great first piece of information to have. So we're not pessimistic here. We're optimistic.
Right. Very good. Very good. Tell us about some of the bands appearing tomorrow in your street party.
Well, we've got our main stage outside, which runs from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m., and everyone's welcome to that. It's basically a pop-up music festival. We put up a giant stage mobile. We've got graphics and comedians between bands and DJs between bands, and some of the acts we have are really cool this year. We have AJ Davila, who's a garage rocker from San Juan, Puerto Rico, and he just came off of a bunch of great shows at South by Southwest, and he's been first listen on NPR and gotten a lot of other great press. His album's fantastic. I highly recommend everyone checking him out. We have another great band from Jacksonville called the Sun Bears. They're really cool, kind of Flaming Lipsy, psychedelic pop. They've had music featured on Yo Gabba Gabba, and they're really fun live. So, and then in addition to them, we have a ton of amazing local acts. Telekinetic Walrus are really fun, kind of They're really hard to describe. They're kind of experimental pop with elements of hip-hop and beatboxing and electronic noise manipulation, but I've seen them live, and they really put on a great show. We have folk music, we have Bows and Ties, we have pop from My Dear, we have Eons, who actually just played Ultra, we have so many bands. And then next door at Churchill's, from 2 p.m. until the wee hours, there's probably about 30 bands playing. We kind of are doing a two-stage thing over there where as soon as one band finishes, the next one takes over. And there's just great acts playing all day long. Orb Weaver,
tell me about
the Jellyfish Brothers.
Los Bastardos Magnificos.
Yeah, I was actually really proud that this year we can say every band's name on the air, whereas last year there were some profanities that precluded that. So yeah, no, there's the Audio Junkie stage. Audio Junkie are a local group that make music videos and documentaries about local bands, and they're really great guys, and they've curated the whole stage, and there's a great handful of bands, all kinds of music. It'll be really interesting and really fun.
Go to sweatrecordsmiami.com for more info. Of course, Sweat Records located at 5505 Northeast 2nd Avenue in Little Haiti in Miami. You can also call them directly at 786-693-9309. You can also go online for performance lists, all sorts of stuff. Check out the new t-shirt celebrating Sweatstock, and we will be back with Ms. Lauren Reskin. Lolo, in just a moment on our second segment here on South Florida Arts Beat. Stay with us. Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat, 20 minutes past the hour. Ed Bell with you and our guest, Lauren Reskin of Sweat Records. Sweat Records having their big day tomorrow. Sweatstock from 9 a.m. until the wee hours. And Lauren has been kind enough to bring us some of her top picks, as they used to say. That's the music of Holly Hunt. Tell me about Holly Hunt.
Holly Hunt are an awesome local duo who make sort of really elegant instrumental metal, and you know, there's a stereotype of Miami, and you know, people think we only have a couple certain kinds of music, but there really is a huge amount of diversity here, as you know, definitely. And so Holly Hunt are great, and for Record Store Day, they actually are putting out a special limited edition EP called Prometheus, and the artwork is just gorgeous. It's actually a drawing by the drummer of the band, Beatrice Montevaro, who's actually a fine artist in her own right. Mm. So it's a really beautiful piece of vinyl put out by two local labels, Other Electricities and Sonic Titan, and it looks great, and us and Radioactive in Fort Lauderdale are going to be the only places tomorrow to get the copy before they go out on tour and start selling them.
All right. So exclusives and collectibles.
Mm-hmm.
And why aren't you into vinyl?
Yeah.
Let's hear one more track, if you would please, Andy Wagner. You brought us a nice CD, chock full of some interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This gal is a local favorite, and she's got some new material out, huh? Exciting.
Off of her new I'm not sure if it's an EP or an album, but it's called Baby, Now We're Even, and you can get it right now on iTunes, and soon it'll be available on CD and on beautiful yellow vinyl at Sweat. And she's a
Rachel
great...
Rachel Goodrich.
Yeah, she's just fantastic, and she keeps getting better and better. I know the future has really good things in store for her, and, you know, I know she played live in Miami last night. She's visiting, and, you know, I hope I can catch her again soon because her live shows are always a ton of fun, too.
Do I hear some of her music on TV shows? I think so, or commercials or something like that. She's really doing very well in that commercial area.
Yeah, she's definitely gotten some placements. I think a light, bright sort of toy used one of her songs called Light Bulb, which was very appropriate. So that's great for her.
All right, let's not forget Sweat Stock tomorrow. It starts at 9 a.m. at Sweat Records, 5505 Northeast 2nd Avenue in Miami. Lauren Reskin, our guest today. SweatRecordsMiami.com, or for more specific info about Record Store Day, recordstoreday.com. You can call Sweat Records at 786-693-9309. And our last cut. Group was just featured at Ultrafest.
Yeah, they're called Eons, and they're another local group, and they do kind of a blend between organic pop and rock with a lot of, you know, pretty atmospheric electronics, and they will be playing the main stage at Sweatstock in the evening, and it'll be real pretty to see them playing as the sun goes down.
So it's going to be quite a great Sweatstock, your fifth, as we say. You got a great staff helping you out with this, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Just want to shout out to Team Sweat because they're so great. Emily, who runs the store and buys all the music, she's fantastic. We have Jason, Farah, Ale, and Bootsy just, you know, kicking butt all year long, making the store great. You know, it's they make working there just so worthwhile, and they're awesome people, and I love them. And just want to thank real quick Awesome Foundation Miami, Ben and Jerry's Kind Bar, Spotify Churchill's, Emerge Miami, Borscht Corp, and Panther Coffee, Brian Butler, a bunch of awesome people who have all just donated time and money to help Sweatstock happen. It really is a labor of love. And, you know, I grew up here and there wasn't a lot of cool stuff to do when I was underage and as far as going to clubs and stuff and shows was concerned. So we hope everyone brings the coolest teenager they know out to Sweatstock and helps them realize that in Miami there are things for them to do. There is a cool local scene, and, you know, we'd love to expose people to a lot of local music that day.
You all have a lot of stuff going on throughout any given month. Tell us about some of the events you have. Your brother's a great comedian. He's doing stuff. And
yeah, we have events year-round at Sweat. Every second Tuesday is Casa de Jaja, our free local stand-up comedy showcase that my brother Daniel Reskin hosts. It's a real fun kind of casual comedy night, 8 to 10, easy weeknight kind of thing. And we have live music year-round. Every Tuesday evening at 7, Emerge Miami meets. And they're a great group of local kind of social activists with lots of, you know, positive things they do in the community, a lot of bike rides and stuff. And actually, at Sweatstock, they'll be running a bike valet. So if you would like to ride your bike to Sweatstock, they will watch your bike for you and you don't have to worry about it. So that's a really cool thing they're doing for us, and we love them. And yeah, just, you know, stay tuned to our social media stuff. We're at Sweatstock, or sorry, we're at Sweat Records on everything. You can always find us. We post pictures. We give away concert tickets. We're just out and about. And, you know, we have a lot of resources for local acts too. If you make a really, you know, if you make a CD or a record, we'll sell it for you, and we'll sell it on our website as well.
Always supportive of local musicians.
Gotta be. They're doing the work, and we love them for it.
Lauren Reskin has built quite a wonderful music support community in Sweat Records, 5505 Northeast 2nd Avenue, Miami. Call 786-693-9309 or go to sweatrecordsmiami.com. Recordstoreday.com for more info and more info on those special items that will come out in independent record stores all over the country and in Europe tomorrow. Let me mention again the wonderful record and CD show that is quarterly, produced by John Miller. You can get in touch with him at oldies@bellsouth.net or call 954-815-7625. If you're a vinyl holic like Lauren and me. Lauren, thanks so much for joining us today. And good luck on Sweatstock.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks so much.